right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns. And this is
Middle Children. I can never get a good breath. It's the anticipation.
Well, no, yeah, you got nervous. It's okay.
What? Thank you. It's been a while. And also, it's been a while. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. This is our first time chatting since... Well, this is our first time recording chatting since the quarantine, if you
will. Since the quarantine. We are coming at you from the quarantine.
Oh, my God. Live.
We're not together.
No,
we're not
can't together. Be. How could we be? Social distancing.
Because we're socially
people.
Responsible.
That's right. And that's the thing. And boy, did this hit us hard. And by us, I mean America and really everywhere. But
yeah, how are you? How are you doing?
In a way... Being a middle child prepared me for quarantine because I was put in timeout all the fucking time.
Me too, all the time.
Like, I lived in quarantine. That's why I feel so familiar. Yesterday was the hardest day. And did I profusely cry from a Hallmark movie about a country singer who leaves his wife at the altar and then comes back when he finds out he has a child and then leaves again and then comes back a third time and she doesn't even bat an eye? Yes, I was sobbing.
Jesse, guess how many times I watched the original movie, The Spirit of Christmas, since we've been in quarantine.
How many times?
Which is about a woman who goes to appraise a house, an inn,
yeah,
an abandoned inn, and falls in love with a ghost.
Yeah.
Every single night.
I think I've seen that. Does she pass out at one point and he carries her?
She gets hit in the head with a vase.
Right. I kept being like, how can a ghost carry her? I mean, you know.
Well, he
how
has special
are.
Privileges. Well, he can take human form, but only for the 12 days before Christmas.
Right. And don't get me wrong. If I only had 12 days to pick a human form, I would pick a very hot human. I'd be like, you can go ahead and fire up your hottest legs and your hardest tits, because I'm about to get in a robot that people are gonna vavoom over. Okay.
Precisely. So I just haven't been sleeping well at all. So I've been switching between that and another famous movie.
What?
that you probably have seen. It's called, what is the name of it? Naughty and Nice.
Wait, is this with Hayley Duff?
Yes.
Bitch, I have to watch that. I saw that on my suggested and then I lost track of it. And I was like, what was that Hayley Duff movie? And
you
I said,
you must watch. It is about two radio DJs from different towns falling in love. Yeah.
Okay. And you know what they say? Normally a radio DJ is, it's like, okay, they don't have the look, but they have the voice. But you know Hayley Duff is gorgeous, and
she's
so is the guy.
And the guy's gorgeous as well. But the thing is, she's from a small town. He's from a big city.
Oh, so they've got that huge hurdle.
Yeah. And she's also a psychiatrist.
Well, as anyone is, multiple careers is always a good option. When one isn't panning out, pick another. That's what I always
Amen.
Say.
I'm about to go back to veterinarian school.
Are you? I love that for you. Something else I've been doing is a lot of baths. Mm. And by a lot, I mean I did one, but I'm trying to do more. Showering has become harder and harder every day.
There's some days where I say, when's the last time I showered?
Yes. And then I say, Jesse, who cares?
Yeah.
Yesterday, out of, some would say, just pure and utter hatred of myself and what was happening, I roamed the streets. And I said, Jesse, just try to walk around, listen to John Denver, and don't cry. That was the goal. I said, just walk around, listen to John Denver.
You didn't do it, did you?
Country Mountain High. I said, girl, get out there. Sunshine on your shoulders. And, you know, as tears were streaming, I said, okay, that's fine. Go to the grocery store and just buy your way into happiness. But the store had a line out the door, and I said, forget it. Mm-hmm. And then I went to another store that didn't have a line, and I bought two packs of cookie dough, and I made cookies for myself, but I didn't even take a picture because I knew that people go, you made cookies? And I didn't. I just bought dough, pre-made dough. I just put it in the oven and undercooked it.
Well, that's doing something.
Thank you for saying that. It was good for me.
Did you undercook on purpose?
Well, no, not the first time.
Yeah, yesterday I found myself, because I'm staying in Albany, I'm at my parents.
And that... Talk about a middle child. That is the real... Did they ask you to come home? Or were you like,
they
I'm
did.
Going
they
home?
They did.
See, that's nice. I asked my parents. I was like, do you guys want me to come home? And they were like, we're quarantining ourselves. I was like, oh, okay. They're like, because we were on a cruise. I was like, okay, yeah, no, me too. It'd be best if we weren't together.
No, they wanted me, and I was happy to oblige. Because I do feel safer here than
that's good.
If I was in the deep heart of Brooklyn, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But so I did spend some of last night just in my basement playing darts. Yeah, didn't even turn on most of the lights. I was just like in the dark in the basement playing darts. And there was a moment where I said, my depression is really coming in full-fledged. But I decided to fold my laundry on the pool table and come right back upstairs.
Look at you. And you have a pool table? It sounds like a party over there.
Well, the Burns family always makes their basements into bars. So it's like a full, it's a bar. We've got some darts. We've got a pool table. Yeah.
I am extremely jealous. The Jollis family also had multiple bars in our household. And if I had
multiple.
It's true. Growing up, there was two bars, one upstairs, one downstairs. Stocked.
Party.
It was a party. If I ever threw a party, boy, did I have the material.
But you didn't throw any parties.
I never
threw
parties. My parents were very lucky. One time I stole a whole thing of wine for my friend for New Year's. And then she's like, do you want any? And I was like, I don't really like wine. So she drank the whole bottle and it was like a double bottle. And then we went to leave. It wasn't you. And then we went to leave and she tripped in the middle of the street. And then I dragged her back inside and said, well, that's the end of our New Year's. And then she vomited.
How old were you?
Like 22. It was, some would say, in like the prime of our youth.
Yeah, I used to drink box wine in my friend's closet when I was like in high school and stuff because her parents owned the liquor store.
Why were you in the closet?
Because she had like a really big closet. So we would like take the box wine and we would go sit in there and talk shit and drink wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very interesting. She would show me the like notes of the friends that we weren't friends with anymore. And she's like, this is what she said about you then. You know, like things
she
like that.
She had a burn book. I like that.
Yeah, she found it recently. We went through
it. Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, I did kind of go on like a first FaceTime date.
Oh my God, you better spill.
I hope he's not listening to this.
I'm sure he is. If he's obsessed, he's obsessed. And if he is, listen, you better lock him down because he's a hot commodity.
Well,
hot commodity.
He's lovely. And I told you about him. We met at my show, remember?
Yes. Oh my God, this is the guy.
The one that had coronavirus.
Right.
Well, he's like, the symptoms are getting better.
We love that.
But he texted me and was like, do you want to Skype? LOL. And then we Skyped and it was like 3 hours long.
Okay. That's unbelievable.
It was the highlight of my week.
Was it just like easy? If it's 3 hours, it had to be easy.
It was like more like two and some change, but it was so, it was very easy. It was lovely.
Is he infatuated?
I hope so, but I'm assuming not. But We've talked a little since, but you know, he's also like sick, so I can't like, I'm trying to really tone down. I know how I can get.
Well, no, don't say that. I mean, how clingy can we get though, social distancing? But this is the new thing. At first I was like, I'm not going to cyber date. Like I'm not going to do it. But now I'm like, wait, maybe I'm living my actual true potential because I feel like I've always been a woman in the 1800s who like doesn't like to show my ankles and prefers like respect.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like the idea that I could be chatting to a bunch of guys and like almost a very long interview process before I even consider letting them touch my body.
That's kind of how I'm like, well, this is like a nice way to
ease in, baby.
Yeah.
Ease on down the road.
So we'll see. I hope, you know, that it leads to more Skypes, but
more Skypes. Would you ever get sexual on Skype?
I don't know.
I'd say that as someone who truly, like, I don't know if I ever could. I'd have to be trashed out of my mind.
Exactly.
And also, at that point, I feel like I'd almost need to be able to bear this man's son to be like, if you post this, I'll murder you. Like, how do I know he's not going to take a pic during it?
See, I wasn't even thinking of that. True.
You know?
That's true.
We're like, going to be famous. We can't be having our nip slips all over.
Like, you know, and I'm not real. I'm not like really, you know, like really hot people that are like webcam girls.
Yes, I do know those people. And I have watched many documentaries about them. Yes.
I wish that I was more.
Sure.
Like that. But
yeah,
you know,
that would be great. I think they tease a lot. I'd be good at teasing. I'd be like, I might have to take my second sweatshirt off for you, pitter patter.
Pitter patter.
Pitter patter. Uh-oh, my feet are getting really
pitter
warm.
Pitter patter.
Pitter patter. I don't see it going well for any of us.
No. Have you been, so you didn't do any of the apps?
I have done a FaceTime, whatever, with someone.
A first date, or this is a...
It was a first date. I'm not really that into it, and I mean this in the kindest way. I know that also because afterwards he's been obsessed with me, and he's been like texting me, and he's like, "When can I see your gorgeous face again?" And I was like, "Ew, I'm disgusted." And today he just texted me a smiley face winking, and I was like, "What?"
Is he? Why are you uninterested? Because he's so interested.
Listen, in the quarantine, we have standards and we all got to lower them a little bit because it's like, you know, mama's got to eat, mommy hungry.
Mama needs to talk to someone.
Right. Yeah. Mommy needs to chit chat with someone because she's all alone. So it was a night where I was high and he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm high with my cat." And he said, "I'm high with my cats." And I said, well, you had me at hello. So then he was like, "Well, let's FaceTime with our cats high." And I said, "You don't have to tell me twice." So we did. And he was not. There, listen, he wasn't as cute as I wanted.
Are you going to ever text him back?
What do you respond to a winky face that I got at like noon? Like a winky face at noon? That was how it started. I don't know how to respond.
A winky face at noon is a psychotic.
I know. I'm like, what do you respond with? Hello? Like,
hi. Like, good morning.
I don't know. I just didn't respond at all.
I haven't had lunch yet.
Like, yeah, I feel sick. You're making me nauseous, dude. I don't like that. Yeah. And then he was like, "What were you doing last night when I said I made cookies?" He's like, "Can I have one?" I was like, "Yeah, sure. Come all the way to Queens." He said, "Don't tempt me. Like, I have Lyft." I was like, "Don't fucking come here. I'll murder you."
Wait, where does he live?
Brooklyn somewhere.
Oh, Jesse.
What? No. I mean, no, what? I don't. What am I doing? I guess, I don't know. There's this, there's another guy that we just chat every day. We're just chatting. We're chatting friends. I got a lot of chatting friends this quarantine.
Well, I feel like that's like a good chat. That's good to have.
A chatting friend. Yeah, it's not bad.
Especially like in today's political climate.
Yeah, you got to have a chatting friend.
You got to have a chatting friend.
Yeah. There was one point he said, like, I was like, "Is this a trigger warning?" But he said, because I was like, "How was your night?" Whatever. And then he said, "I went for a bike ride, so I feel much better. Like if I don't work," something about not working out. And I wanted to be like, "Uh-oh.
Run for the hills." Yeah. Or should I say,
the Sbarros.
Take a nice, slow walk to the hills. Uber to the hills, yeah, if you will.
So he said that and I was just like, sounds good to me. But in my head, I was like, I don't like that. That scares me for our future, which is nothing. Yeah. But you never know.
You never know.
I could. I think I'm like, if I maybe try, I don't know. I'm just messaging literally anyone, Chris.
That's fair.
If you have a pulse, I'm messaging you.
Jesse, I think I'm in the mood to hear an embarrassing story.
Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
Do you have one? I can go first.
You go first. You, yeah.
Okay, so... this embarrassing story comes at you from my college years.
Oh, I like that. What a fun age.
So I was not in college at the time. I was visiting my friend who goes to a college actually in my hometown, or did at the time.
Okay.
Because now I'm 30.
Oh, wait. Can I tell you something hilarious really quickly?
Yeah, always.
Last week, I was trying to throw you a surprise Zoom birthday party.
Oh, my God, Jesse.
Me and Maddie were both like, I was like, who's this? I was doing all this stuff. And then finally, like literally 18 years later, we were both like, it's not even April. Like we thought it was at the end of, we lost all track of time and.
That's so sweet.
It was really sweet. It would have been really funny if I had planned the wrong birthday party at the wrong time.
I would have died.
Yeah. And Maddie was so funny. Really MVP. So she was the one also who realized.
Look, I'm already stressed out over it, so it's okay that it didn't happen.
Well, it's handled when we're ready.
Well, this is ironic because this is me going to a party.
Okay.
So the college is known for being kind of strict. Like, you have to, like, check in with security to get in.
Wow.
There's, like, on the weekends, it's one way in, one way out.
Whoa.
They, like, the person you're there to see has to like come get you at the gate. It's like a whole
gate.
Nightmare.
What a college. Yeah.
And so obviously we were like, we're not doing that. Let's just park here and walk over.
Oh boy.
So we would like sneak through, and they have like walking security too.
Oh.
So we make it to the dorm.
Okay.
It's fun. Whatever. It is still daylight. And my friend's like, we're going to go to a party at these girls' houses. So we walk in, you know, when you're going to a college party and you're ready, you know, you're getting amped,
oh,
you're going
yeah.
to this giant party. So we walk in and there's about six people. And it's like these girls standing around in a very fully decorated townhouse.
Decked out.
Is what they called
yeah.
them. Decked out, have a wall of balloons and, you know, the whole nine yards. And my friend that's there with me, Kate, had brought a box of Teddy Grahams.
Hello.
From the dorm where we were, because we were drinking.
My kind of woman, Teddy Grahams.
And she was like, I'm taking these Teddy Grahams. I'm starving.
Yeah.
So we walk in and then one of the girls immediately is like, are those our Teddy Grahams? And Kate was like, no, they're not your Teddy Grahams. Whatever. So things are off to a rocky start.
Are those our Teddy Grahams?
Because she thought we just like walked into her party. We don't know who these girls are.
Right. And stole her food. And that would have caused anyone panic.
Yeah. Which is, to be fair, something I did in college yes. quite often. My roommates and I used to purposely try and steal as much food from the parties we went to as possible. And then we'd get home and see who had the best haul.
Honestly, obsessed with that. That's a fun game I could win.
It was fun. My one roommate would get a little crazy. And I'm like, you took that girl's entire homemade lasagna
yeah.
from her parents. Like, you have to return the Pyrex.
Yeah, you have to.
So, whatever. The party gets going a little bit more.
Yeah.
And then Kate, my friend, had also brought a box of Triscuit crackers.
I love it. You got to have the salty. You got to have
bag.
The sweet.
And so I'm like, let me get some Triscuits.
Yeah.
Because I'm a salty guy. And so I'm eating the Triscuits,
yeah.
delicious, little dry. And then one of the girls is like, oh my God, are those our Triscuits? Are you guys eating our food? And so then Kate was like very upset. And she was like, why? Because he's fucking fat. He must be eating all of your food, you fucking cunt. And then she pops a bunch of the balloons on the wall. And again, it's a party of about 10. It's maybe 7:30 p.m.
Okay.
And so naturally we have to leave.
Yeah.
So we're forced to leave. And then we go. We get a little bit more twisty.
Yeah, twisty.
If you will.
I hear you.
And then she was like, let's walk to the diner. You love a diner.
I love this girl. This girl is my biffle. I'm surprised this isn't me.
I love a diner. To be fair, the diner is about 3 miles down a main road.
Okay.
Like a highway.
Yeah. Okay.
And so I was like, hell yeah, let's go to the diner.
Yeah.
And so we have to leave. But again, like someone has to check you out. It's a whole to-do.
Oh, the to-do, sure.
And so she's like, we're not doing that. Like, let's just sneak out.
Okay.
And so we go. There's a back gate. And it's like, you know, like a wrought iron fence gate.
Oh, no.
Like an 8-footer or higher. And I was like, I can't do this.
No, I'm digging. There's no way.
And she's like, and it's on cement because it's like
no,
where cars
Chris.
Are supposed to go. And so she's like, come on, like we're very drunk. And she's like, come on, like don't ruin this for me. We're going to the diner. This way is easier because it goes to the back road.
How's she shimmying up?
She's fit.
Damn it.
And so I'm like, okay. So I like try pulling myself up. I get maybe to my chest and I'm like, I really can't do this. And she just gets below me and she just gives a real big shove.
That's a diner
so
shove. That's a woman who needs
go,
a diner.
I fall to the other side.
Proud of her. Okay.
Smash my head
no.
on the ground. Immediately grow it a ostrich size egg on the back of my head. And as I'm laying there with stars in my eyes, I turn and I'm lying on the ground. And that's when I realize that the gate has about a foot and a half between the cement. Like if we could have very easily just crawled
no.
under the gate. And so then as I'm like, oh my God, we could have just gone under and holding the ostrich size. She's like, oh my God, or around. And we
no.
realized that you could have just walked around. So she walks around. So now I'm maybe have a concussion.
Maybe a concussion.
So I'm like bleeding out. We're walking down the highway to the diner.
Yeah.
We finally get to the diner, sweaty and bleeding.
Yeah.
And we're both soup queens.
Yeah.
She loves a soup. I love a soup. I know you don't like
I'm not a soup gal.
But we forgive, we forget.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are the soups tonight? And Kate loves a chowder. And so the woman's wow. beef and barley, Italian wedding, chicken noodle.
Ooh.
And so Kate goes, can you repeat it one more time? I'm sorry. She repeats it. Beef and barley, Italian wedding, chicken noodle. And then Kate says, I'll have the New England clam chowder. And the waitress is like, we do not have that
Who had
tonight.
The concussion?
And so then I decide, I feel bad that Kate was being kind of rude to this waitress.
Okay.
So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to clean up our mess.
Yeah. Smart.
So we have like four glasses, whatever. So I stack everything up and then immediately accidentally knock them all down and they smash into 100,000 pieces. Then we called a cab and got home and I threw up in my driveway before I walked into my parents' house.
Okay.
And that is what we call a Chris Burns night out.
I love that.
Okay, concussion, soup.
Concussion, soup, smashing glasses,
smashing
Teddy
glasses.
Grahams, kicked out of a party.
Triscuits.
Triscuits. Balloon popping. That was one of my highlights. I love a balloon pop and then forced to leave.
I love it. And, you know, she was just defending her friend's
honor. Ugh, you gotta love that. You gotta love a defending a friend's honor. I know I do. I always will.
It was sweet. It's a sweet thing.
Well, that story reminded me of a college story, if you will. Mm. I was a sophomore at the peak of my insecurity, some would say. And, you know, I was in a sorority at the time, which I masked as a way to like myself. And, you know how sorority parties are. Every theme is like finance bros and hoes and just like bananas and hoes.
And, finance, leather, and lace.
Yeah, and sluts. And so I forget what the party was and the theme because every time it was like we just had a piece of ribbon we had to creatively wind around our nipple area and then to our crotch. And it was like, and that's all the ribbon you get this week, ladies. Make it work. And I'd always wonder, what's happening? But, you know, I went with the punches and I don't even remember what I was wearing that week. But at the time, I remember thinking it was a successful night out if I made out with a stranger. Great. That's where I was mentally. I was like, if my tongue touches another tongue, I'm hot. My ribbon worked and I'm representing the house proud.
Amen.
Amen to that. So I was at this party, which, by the way, this party, when it was this frat where the stairs up to the frat, I thought was truly just on a way down to hell. Like, I was just like, the amount of stairs you have to climb up makes me want to die for my stamina. And also the amount of people judging you going up. It was too much for me. And my friend was like, we're going to cut the line. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to get to cut the line because, like, you're really hot, but, like, I'm wearing ribbon. But luckily, I got to go with her. I almost vomited. And we got in. I was like, okay, we get there. You know, it's dark. It's dark. I don't remember what the decorations were, but they're bad. And there's beer on the ground. Okay, great.
This is at a frat house or a sorority
house? This is a frat house. You know, we never partied in sorority houses. They were too clean. We weren't allowed to drink in sorority houses, which you definitely did, but you just couldn't do on the first floor. Moving on. Because, you know, there's a house mom who's like a 50-year-old woman who is a chain smoker.
Is that real?
That was we had a woman named Deanna. Deanna lived on the first floor. And Deanna was like, if I hear partying, girls, I'm going to be like, I mean,
I didn't know that happened.
Yes. I always honestly bonded with Deanna. I was like, can I hide in here before the party? With you and the cook. So I'm at this party. I'm, you know, at the point where I'm getting wasted. This guy and I make eye contact for more than 3 seconds. I'm like, I'm going in. So
he's the one.
He's the one. So we start making out. I'm like, look at you. You did it, Jawless. You're going to be the queen of the party. I mean, everyone's making out, but I'm like, you did it. And then he starts like bringing me to the stairs. He's like, do you want to go up to my room? And I said, Jesse,
oh, no.
Do you want to go up to his room? And I thought about it. We had chatted a little bit and I said, okay, you know, you don't need to have the highest of standards. But I said, okay, if he knows my name, I'll go up to his room. So I said, okay.
Good rule.
It's a great rule. So I said, okay, what's my name? And he went, and I went, okay. I'll give him multiple choice. I'll give him two choices. I was like, Jesse or Jackie? And he said, Jackie. And then I said, I don't think tonight's our night. And I didn't go up. And that.
You gave him options.
I gave him options and he still didn't know my name. And I said, with that, with what I have left of my dignity and the ribbon I came with, I'm waddling out of here. Okay. And I'm going to find a diner on a highway to soak my tears.
I love that you wanted it so bad that you were like, okay, I literally will give you a hint.
I was like, okay, sure. Out of the middle of the air. That's hard. Let me give you two. I thought
Jackie
it was a layup.
Jump.
You what?
Do you remember in 30 Rock when they're doing the Janis Joplin biopic?
Yes.
But they don't get the rights.
Yes.
So they have to change the name and they change it to Jackie Jormchomp. Yeah.
And that's who I was that night. Ugh, frat parties.
You know, I only have really like had one make out with a stranger. I'm very good.
Oh my God. I mean, I'm not. Well, I mean, yeah,
Well, not with like, this was like a one time like stranger just that evening. Never saw him again.
What do you mean?
But this story is actually crazy. So I was I went to Scotland for my friend's wedding.
Yeah.
And then me and my roommate were like, going to Dublin after.
Yeah.
And so it's our last night of the whole trip. Or no, it wasn't. It was the night before. We had two nights left.
Okay.
And so I'm like, let's go to like a drag show at a bar.
Yeah.
So I look up gay bars, drag shows, find one. We go to the George in Dublin, which is like very famous in Dublin, apparently.
Mm.
Time of my life, really.
Yeah.
And there's this British businessman.
Oh.
And so I'm in Dublin, but he was like, oh, I live in London. I'm here on business.
Chip, chip, cheerio.
Exactly. And this man was really, really, really wanted a taste of fat Carrie.
Wow.
Okay? He wanted,
he was
he
hungry.
Wanted to drink from the pool
That's
of fat
right.
Carrie. And so, and my roommate's like, just do it. Who cares?
Yeah.
So I'm so drunk. She's drunk. He's drunk. He like keeps getting us drinks and bringing them back. And I'm like, they tasted like sweet apples. And I was like, I'm probably being drugged, but like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
And so then we end up like making out heavily quite a bit.
Yeah.
But I do notice security keeps on looking at him. And I'm like, well, oh, what? He must be wasted if he's with me, right?
What were you saying, sir? Say it to the whole room.
And I see them looking, whatever. And so then at one point, he goes to, like, very romantically pull me in. But he grabs the chain that I was wearing.
Oh.
And just rips at it. And I stand like a horse, and it just rips off of my neck. And so security then comes, and they're like, you need to go to him.
Oh.
And then he looks at me like, are you coming? And I just like watch as he gets pulled out because Beyonce starts.
Oh, yeah. You can't go before B.
Like Beyonce starts playing. So I'm like, no, we're not going to go. Like, I don't know you.
Yeah.
So we stay, we dance. And then the next day we go. We have a whole day planned in Dublin. So hungover. We like see all these things. And then we're walking through like downtown Dublin. And there, you know, the place Elephant and Castle, it's a restaurant in the West Village.
I don't.
Well, whatever. But I saw one. Of those.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh my God, I think this is like the same as the West Village. And I've never even been there. It just like, I would walk past it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I think it's the same thing. So I like, I'm reading the menu in the window. And then my roommate is like, oh my God, isn't that the guy from last night? And the guy from last night was sitting in the window directly behind the menu that I was reading.
Was he wearing your chain?
No, it was all over the floor.
Oh, got
at this club. But is that not insane?
That is insane. Did you wave?
I screamed and ran.
Yeah.
Literally screamed and ran.
Well, it can be frightening when you've like erase someone from your memory, you're like, they're dead to me, delete empty folder, and then they're there again. Yeah. You're like, no, sir, you've been deleted. Leave this earth.
The thing that still makes me giggle was before I was like, whatever, let's just, I'm just going to let this happen tonight.
Yeah.
Was I wrote my phone number down on a little scrap of paper
because
he was trying so hard.
Romantic. Yes.
And so then I handed it to him and then he opened it and then he laughed and dropped it on the ground.
He what?
He was like, and dropped it on the ground.
Okay. I don't like that. Not even for a second.
And in my head, I was like, you know what? He's not wrong. He lives in London.
He's not wrong.
We're meeting in Dublin. I'm going.
Yeah, like, sure.
And so I was like, it's funny. At least I had that for myself. And it wasn't like a guy that I like took an improv class with.
Sure.
And,
sure.
You know?
Boy, do I.
The one that got away, some would say.
That's the one that got away. You know, guys really take you for a turn. There was a guy I really liked my freshman year, and he was a bad boy, Chris. You have to understand. Mm. He was a real bad boy. I was like, that guy is bad. And at the time, I was as prude as could be prude. Like, I was like a little prune that really just wanted to exist and please my parents. Okay. That's who I was.
Been there.
So your girl didn't get high. Your girl didn't smoke pot. She was afraid of pot. What's pot? Unless we're talking Mrs. Teapot in Beauty and the Beast, I wasn't partaking. Okay.
Yeah.
Call me Chip, but that's about it. So this guy like, and I were flirting and then finally we, this is like the funniest thing that's ever happened to me. And then we started like making out and dancing. And I remember being like, okay, he's my boyfriend. I was like, what's really great is like you kiss and then you're dating. So I'm like, okay, he's my boyfriend. And then I was like, I hate to bring this up, but I can taste the pot. I was like, I can taste the pot. He was like, okay.
You said that?
I said, which first of all, I don't even think is true. But I'm pretty sure I just thought it was like cigarettes. I don't even know. But remember, I was a princess at the time, high and mighty. So I was like, it's my way or the highway. So I was like, I hate to bring this up, but I can taste the pot. He was like, okay. I said, I need you to quit. And he was like, all right, bye. Good to see you. Like, we never, ever hung out again. I'm pretty sure he left pretty much immediately after. And I was like, I'm confused why my ultimatum didn't work.
You said, I need you to quit.
Quit for me. I was like, quit for me.
I'm obsessed with that.
Yeah. The confidence I had is I thought I was just like the prettiest, prudest little, you know, princess that ever did live.
Wait, speaking. So that's your one that got away then?
I think so.
Well, speaking of the one that got away, I think that takes us
yes.
to our middle child of the week.
Ugh.
Who is Katy Perry.
Damn.
Who I did watch her documentary this week.
Yes, you did.
And I have seen it before.
Well,
it is from 2011.
Ugh.
And I cried.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm not even a stan. I'm not going to go as far to say that I stan her.
Sure.
But there's something about her.
Oh, what a middle child that right before the show, she is broken. She's a broken woman and she fucking wipes that shit off and she's like, lower me up, lower me or whatever, rise me up, shoot me out like a rocket ship. I'm about to dance and sing.
And she doesn't even say it. She just picks up her crying face, wipes the tear, puts on a fake smile. And they know, rise her up. She'll do it.
Yep, they're like, rise her up. She could barely stand before that. Rise her up.
Ugh, truly. I mean,
and that's a star. That's what a star does.
Trust us.
Do you know how many times I've been limping the body, crying my life away? My mom was like, if you stop, I'll give you chocolate cake. And I rose up.
Oh, I could go for some chocolate cake.
I'd love chocolate cake. Katy Perry is amazing. I do. I think she had some other later documentary about more about her therapy. Or maybe that was it. Was it?
Does she have a new doc?
I thought she did. Or something that was more about her therapy and the haircut. It was like more focused on that.
Mm.
Mm. I don't know. Bless her.
Well, I think before we go, we should list what you're passing the time with. Let's give some tips on how we're passing the time aside from going back and listening to all of our episodes and rating and reviewing and subscribing.
Send a friend.
Please remember, speaking of, before we forget, in those reviews, we want to hear your childhood stories.
Yes.
Because we're going to do a little something fun with them.
We really are. So get them in.
You need to put them in.
Get them in there.
Okay. Because listen, we're actors.
We're actors. We've actors first and foremost.
And that's all I'm going to say. So you leave those reviews and...
And the thespians will do the rest. So, Chris, what are you doing to pass the time?
Well, tonight I'm going to watch The Real Housewives of New York premiere.
Okay, that's amazing.
I hear a chicken.
Yeah, on my...
Do you have a chicken in your apartment?
I don't have a chicken. Winnie had
Jesse, did you buy a chicken?
Can you imagine if I could wrestle a chicken? Little old me wrestle a chicken? How could?
I don't think so.
No way. No, how dare.
I'm not that desperate for cock, am I right?
Hello. Talk to me next week. You never know. Well, I bought a ukulele. Did you know that?
I did.
I bought a ukulele, which I can't even get to stay tuned, but that won't stop me.
Do you know how to tune it?
I do. I keep tuning it and then they keep getting out of tune, like within minutes, some would say seconds. So it's a fun right now. I'm almost using it like a pillow. It's very cute. Mm. It's like rainbow tie dye. Adorable. We love it.
See, it's like a cold pillow, but you don't have to flip it. It just stays cold.
Exactly. It's a really nice hard cold pillow, which they don't make enough of, if you ask me.
No. No.
I'm also buying a bunch of stuff. These are new pillows I bought.
Wow, look at
They're really fun. Thank you for seeing them and saying that.
And then I think I'm going to watch, there's a documentary on Netflix called Moving Parts, and it's this drag queen. And I think just from watching the trailer, I've never been like a huge fan. She's really famous, but I'm watching the trailer and I'm like, oh, she's depressed and she's, I'm going to cry for it.
Yeah. Ooh, so. I love a good... cry. I'm going to watch Naughty or Nice tonight, I think is what I'm doing, because that's what I need.
Listen, you're going to love it.
I know I will. Because once again, what I watched last night was not good, and I cried.
I do love, and please pay attention to this, when the male DJ is in LA. So he will return to LA, and, you know, that's not going to spoil much for you. But he's supposed to be so rich from being a radio DJ that he has a staff at his mansion.
Well, who doesn't? That's hilarious. What is this, Daddy Warbucks? Young Daddy Warbucks coming home to the mansion with all of his staff?
And he gets back to, he's been gone for months and he returns and the staff is all like, you're back.
Yeah, they're like, thanks for the pay leave and like the vacation. This was amazing.
No, they stay. But you'll see. It's very, you'll love it.
I love that. I really want a Daddy Warbucks. That's actually my goal.
You'll be you need to really, really go into it with a nice big glass of wine. You know.
Oh, for sure. I would never go in sober. That would be suicide.
The whole nine. Exactly.
Yeah.
But this has been the time of my life.
I had so much fun, Chris.
And you guys keep a lookout because we're going to be launching some new things.
Listen, content's coming, honey. It's coming and it's coming in hot. So what we need from you... is just keep writing those great reviews and subscribing and telling people about it. Because Chris and I, when you've grown up a middle child, the amount of stories you have
are plentiful.
It's a plentiful. So we've got a lot of fun. We're going to have some more guests. But right now we just said, can we just get with the family and just chat? Can we just have a family chat, a fireside chat, a chat?
Yeah, is that okay?
Is that okay? Does everybody got a problem with it? Oh, they got to have a guest. No.
I'm excited.
I have to go kill my chicken, but...
Okay. I have to go have dinner with my parents.
Oh, wow. Are your siblings there or no?
No.
Okay, thank God. So you're living your only child life. That's kind of fun.
Yeah. I'm getting so much attention.
That is what we need.
All right, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Love you.
Kisses. Like a long make out. Yeah.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.